This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hillary's going to do nothing for them. Just like, I'll tell you what, women, right? Women. So Hillary supposedly is doing well. I respect women. And I will do so much better for women. But Hillary takes all of this money into a crooked foundation. Crooked Hillary, crooked foundation. From Saudi Arabia and from many other countries where they enslave women. That's what they do. They call it enslavement. So they enslave women. As far as gays are concerned, okay, think of it. They throw gays off buildings. They kill them. Countries that contribute to her foundation. And she should give all that money back to all these countries. It's tens of millions of dollars.
Well, hypocrisy reigns, right? Whether it's that, and Scott, isn't it still illegal to accept foreign money for a political cause?
Oh, no, this is through the foundation.
Oh, it's through the foundation. So somehow they can do that, right? Yeah. And, of course, we're going to find out more about this. When I read Peter Schweitzer's book, Clinton Cash, I mean, that was just so incredible. It was like one of those books that you read and you throw. You read, you throw. Fortunately, I missed the TV a couple of times. I just couldn't believe what I was reading. I'm going, how can this happen? And of course, ladies and gentlemen, you get to see the movie here in several weeks. I think it's around the 15th of July. It's coming out on Clinton Cash. Interesting timing, with the election that we're in. But, 71% of Democrats say, it doesn't matter if she gets indicted. We're still going to vote for her. Really, this is what our country has come down to, Scott, that, it doesn't matter about ethics or morality anymore. Well, I mean, we just...
Criminal.
Because she would be the first woman.
It doesn't matter if you're criminal, but yeah. You know what does matter? You better not have a gun.
Yeah.
They're so backwards. They're so... Yeah. There's something... There's absolutely something missing in a lot of these people. I mean, the base of it all. You talk about this, wanting to serve your country and work for other people. That's good. That's a good thing. But that's not what they do. That's not what she's doing. she does everything that benefits Hillary Clinton.
Well, politicians figured out a long time ago, there's a lot of money in them dar hills. And we, the people, are the ones that are putting the money there. And they have found a way to siphon that money out. And they're going to get their unfair share at any cost. They've been excellent at doing this. This is a lifestyle. And it's all fully justified because in their own mind, Scott, they believe that we're so blessed to have them in our lives. If it wasn't for them, our country would be to hell in a handbasket. There'd be no way that our country could survive without them or the minions that they hire on and lead us to believe that we have to pay them several times over what the regular market is paying, and whether it has to do with benefits or salaries or bonuses and that sort of, because they're just so doggone special. Well, they're just so doggone special. We're $19 trillion in debt and counting, and where's the return on investment on these brilliant people?
Well, they've made it so we think that they build our roads, that we wouldn't have roads or anything.
And they brought us our cell phones. We wouldn't have our cell phones and all that kind of deal. But they did it. They did it on our pocketbook, on the people's money. And somehow they're geniuses for doing it. I mean, I got to tell you, when you work for somebody and you're using their equipment and you come up with an idea, it belongs to that company. It doesn't belong to the individual. That's already been proven in courts around this country. So, why is it any different when it comes to the government? They're some sort of special King's X kind of entity that needs to be treated in a very special and super honorable sort of way. You know, go figure. This is Bill Martinez. We're live 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We got a real treat coming for you. Stay tuned.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.
We don't see color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez, live.
No horror can, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ, I stand. Oh, to see my name.
Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like it, America. Fresh every day for 3 hours, 9 to noon, around this great country of ours. And, you know, on shortwave around the world, we're just all over the place. And we thank you so much for joining us. As I mentioned, we have a real special treat, as you could tell from the music. For those of you that are familiar with the Gettys, it is undeniable. Kristen has such a blessed voice, and she is such a blessing, and Keith as well, the Gettys, and we have Keith Getty right now with us on the phone. Keith, how are you?
No bad. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I am doing great. Thank you so much for coming on. We're going to talk about your new CD that's just been released, but it is fun to go down memory lane and remember these inspirational worship songs and praise songs that you and Kristen have, just been able to weave into the fabric of our religious faith.
Well, thank you so much. It's the work of our lives, and it is always a privilege and an honor to hear God's people sing and to be able to accompany them as they do that.
Well, In Christ Alone, which we heard a little piece of, which was penned by you and longtime writing partner Stuart Townsend, holds the number one position of most frequently sung in UK churches for the past 9 consecutive years. From time to time, being a little bit of a musician myself, nothing certainly of the class of you and Kristen, but there are songs that come down the way that have what we call a special anointing, and they are just real special. And you and Kristen have been so touched by God, and what you've presented to us has been such a blessing because it carries that, almost that God-like endorsement that makes it so special. And that just has to just be an incredible awareness for you.
Well, in some ways you don't think about it too much. But one always is thankful to be able to write music for churches to sing. And from my point of view, There's nothing I'd rather do. You know, God's people singing is the activity of heaven.
Yeah.
You know, it is, and that is, and the holy act is just that. It is God's people singing. It's not me writing. It's not some musical style. It's not a choir or rock band or anything else. It's God. So that is holy activity. And so the privilege to get to write for that is a really great one.
Well, it's so cool because when you think about, you know, the expression of the Word of God that says God inhabits the praises of His people. And here you and Kristen are blessed to usher God into their presence and to just feel, you know, the movement of the Holy Spirit and God's, you know, God's approval of His people coming together and giving Him the praise that's due Him.
Well, what we sing is so important because if we want authentic worship, it has to be about God. And it has to be about the whole character of God, that the whole Bible and the Psalms remind us of. The glory of God is made up of so many different things, and not all those things are convenient to us, but not all the things we want to think about all the time. But when we sing, we want to sing about the truth of God, but it also shapes our minds as well. And so you're constantly aware when you're writing these songs, you're helping God's people know Him better. So it's a pretty important thing.
Well, Keith, how do you and Kristen stay so grounded? Because here you are with this kind of success and adulation. You know, I mentioned In Christ Alone, voted the number two best loved hymn of all time in the UK. I mean, people are lauding your praises, and it's easy to kind of get, you know, pulled into public adoration. When, you know, you and Kristen, your heart is that you don't want to be adored. You want God to be adored.
Yeah.
But it's got to be difficult sometimes when you hear the praises of people. You got to really kind of hold yourself in check, don't you?
Yeah, well, the heart is deceptive above all things. And so I wouldn't even pretend that I either sorted it out or even that I've got to the depths of actually what's going on in a lot of my own motivation. So my old pastor, Alistair Begg, up in Ohio, used to always say, keep the main things, the plain things. You know, do the basics well most of the time. And so, you know, for Chris and I, it's about our marriage. It's about our kids. It's about, you know, our local church and our pastors there and the people who pray for us. And those are the things that you value in life. And so I find myself constantly defaulting to, okay, what is the core things and what are not the core things.
Mm-hmm.
And so that does help me a lot. But I mean, I think it, for most people, I mean, for everyone, you know, your greatest pastor, the greatest pastor in your life is the person you're married to. And so I think it's about keeping your marriage holy and healthy in every possible way. And so that's the thing. I mean, yeah, today's the launch day, so Chris and I are taking tonight off just to have an evening together.
It's been a busy week.
So, but you got to clear, you got to prioritize, and you got to sacrifice a lot of things. So that's kind of partly what we try to do.
Well, we just had a conversation with the president to Focus on the Family, Jim Daly, who you probably know. His latest book, Marriage Done Right: One Man, One Woman. And in our discussion, we talked about honoring marriage, and and what you're saying echoes what we had talked about earlier, is that you have to really honor marriage. The reason I believe, and I think Jim would agree with me, maybe you would too as well, is that we've not honored it. And it's no wonder that, you know, it's almost like God said, okay, you want to do it your way? I'm going to let you have it your way. And, you know, and here we are at divorce rates that are astronomical, families in disarray, chaos in our country. You know, on and on. It's like the dominoes are falling, and you're saying, okay, Lord, when are we going to see enough of this to realize, like the prodigal, that it's better with you?
No, that's exactly right.
Well, when we come back, we want to talk about your just released a new CD, Keith, and you know, we just are so grateful that you and you and Kristen, well, particularly you, are able to join us. How did it begin with you and Kristen? We got about 30 seconds here before we go to break.
I was introduced by, you may know her uncle. He's called Professor John Lennox.
Oh, yeah.
He's the Oxford professor who debated Richard Dawkins and Richard Higgins and all those guys. he helped me a lot with my faith. Uh-huh. And then he just introduced me to his little niece, Kristen. So that was it. So he naively thought, because I was 6 years older, that I would be a spiritual mentor to her. So I am never going to introduce my daughters to older guys as spiritual mentors. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, what a grand introduction. And his fate should work it out. That's great. Okay, we've got more from Keith Getty after this. Stay with us, America. It's Bill Martinez.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
I grew up in a family with 9 kids. I must have been the fastest eater because I was the only one that was chubby. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. When I was growing up, almost no one was overweight. I've maintained my weight pretty well since then. As I get older, the 10-2-1-2 weight loss system is making it much easier to control my weight. It curbs my appetite, gives me energy, and even improves my mood. Maybe 10-2-1-2 could help you. Go to ilikethewayilook.com and check it out for yourself. That's ilikethewayilook.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
the heat, get out of the kitchen. Bill Martinez, live. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. A conversation with Keith Getty. We're giving you a little taste of their new CD, Facing a Task Unfinished. Keith, I don't know how. Well, you're just, all I can say is you're blessed. I mean, I'm listening to Kristen's voice and the way you guys work together. It's the voice of an angel. I mean, I get goosebumps hearing her sing.
Yeah, well, I forgot to put the trash out 3 nights ago, and I wasn't hearing the voice of an angel. just so you know, Bill.
I understand that sometimes life gets in the way, and thank you for bringing us down to that. But my goodness, I mean, to hear her voice like that. Well, that's the deal. Tell her that from now on she's got to find a way to sing to you and taking the trash out. That is, it's so much more lovelier, right?
I think it would go to a nice Irish folk tune, actually, you know.
Yeah, I can sense that.
It almost fits Danny. It fits Danny Boy, take it, right?
You think so? Well, hey, speaking of which, I'm going to be in Ireland here in a couple of weeks. I'm going a little outing with one of our affiliates that's been so kind. Said, hey, look,
what date are you going? What date are you going?
All I know is a couple. My life operates in a couple of weeks. That everything is in a couple of weeks. I couldn't even give you a specific date.
We're going there in 3 weeks. We're going to be there, and we're flying over on the 7th of July.
Well, I think, well, I'll probably be a couple of days behind you. Do you play golf? You got to come out. We can go play golf.
Yeah, I'm a member of Port Stewart, actually.
Oh, really?
Seriously, the North Coast, rep of the John's Causeway.
Oh,
wow.
You want
to come play?
Hey.
But aren't we supposed to be doing a radio interview today?
Yeah, that's right. You know, we get so taken off off track crazy.
No, but seriously, you got my number and my details. My assistant would love to sort that out. I'd love to take you for golf.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Okay, yeah. Well, let's talk. Yes, let's get back to the interview. We got to wait. We're talking about trash and golf, the important things of life. But let's talk about facing a task unfinished. We gave the people a little taste of the signature song. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, the song was originally written in 1931. We edited it last year for the 150th anniversary of OMF, which was the China Inland Mission. Mm-hmm. The hymn was written in 1931, that critical time when the Chinese Communist government were really trying to eradicate Christianity from China. Less than 750,000 Christians left at the time. Incredible martyrdom. And this man, Frank Houghton, wrote the hymn to fire people to mission and to encourage. His goal was 200 believers would come out to preach. Mm. Wow. And in response to this extraordinary prayer meeting, these letters and this hymn that he wrote, 204 people came out to become believers. And of course, you and I both know the story of Christianity in China is one of the bloodiest, but one of the greatest stories today. I mean, there's now over 82 million registered Christians in China. Some believe the number is 130 million. And that has come by people like that and many others we've never heard of, who gave their lives to tell that Jesus died and rose. And so it's an incredible story. And this hymn was written, first of all, and so we wanted to tell the story and encourage people. But secondly, we wanted to get people singing about mission again. There's hardly been a song written specifically about mission for over a generation. And as Christianity continually gets privatized and marginalized in Western society, we don't want the songs we sing to echo that. We want to be people who are life-giving and are confident in the gospel and sharing it.
Exactly. Well, another cut from the CD. This is such a treat, ladies and gentlemen. I wish we had enough time. We could just play it from wall to wall, but you need to get your hands on Facing a Task Unfinished and prepare yourself to be blessed and to be goosebumped
out of your very skin as you hear the Gettys sing. Tell us about O Children Come.
O Children Come was originally written for our Christmas. It was actually written for us originally to do with Ricky Skaggs at our Christmas show plays in Carnegie Hall, as you know, every year in their Christmas season. And so we did it there with Ricky, and it was a But we didn't realize it's actually a song for all seasons. It's a song about it's a prayer for children around the world. But it's also a prayer, you know, for those who need mercy and that kind of, and mercy ministries and that kind of thing. We thought this is great. And then I was talking to a friend who was doing the documentary on the life of Ladysmith Black Mambazo, you know, who sang on Paul Simon's Graceland's album.
Exactly, Graceland, right.
They sang Diamonds in the Soles of Her Shoes and some of those really cool songs. And pop musicologists say that was the first great world album in pop music. And one of the dreams of this project is as we sing about mission and sing about world mission, that there will be a whole new infusion of global Christianity and global sounds in the albums we make. And so we wanted to invite musicians from all six continents to be part of this. Our good friend Chris Tomlin lent his voice to it, as well as Fernando Ortega, and then John Patitucci, the jazzer, came involved, and then Ladysmith Black Mambazo, probably one of the most iconic vocal groups ever, joined in and sang in this song. So you get a little bit of the African mixing with a bit of the Irish, which is quite the potent combination.
How cool is that? In fact, let's give the folks a little taste here, okay? Scott, let's go ahead and play O Children Come from the Gettys. Tempting to keep playing it. What a great song here, and you can get the feel of as you say the African and the Irish fusion, if we can say together in O Children Come. Tell us about more of the CD, Keith. What's another one of your favorite cuts?
Oh, so many. We just led at the service this morning a song called "The Lord Is My Salvation," which I love. Which is a version of Psalm 27, and then of course Fernando Ortega joined with Kristen on a song we wrote called "My Worth Is Not in What I Own," which is track 5.
Right.
And then to launch the project at the end, to send it out, we took our old hymn "Church Arise" that we wrote many years ago, and Chris Tomlin did a new version of it with us with a chorus. So that was exciting, but the whole thing is just honestly, it's been a baptism of my imagination to realize how singing needs mission.
Yes.
And mission needs singing. And also to engage with believers and musicians around the world. It's like it's rebirthed us as songwriters and refueled us with excitement.
Wow. What a project and what a blessing. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, this is one special, just fully anointed project that is going to bless your socks right off your feet. Keith and Kristen Getty, Facing a Task Unfinished. Keith, all the best to you and Kristen. I know you're getting ready to enter into your Sabbath. Enjoy your time off. Enjoy one another. Enjoy a very special Happy Father's Day while you're at it, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, indeed.
And I hope to see you in Ireland, okay?
Yeah, seriously, you got my office. I would love to take you for 18 holes at Port Stewart.
That would be awesome, Keith. Look forward to it. Keith Getty on Bill Martinez Live. It's 29 after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by NBC Universal Telemundo Enterprises. Education, health, and finances are very important topics for the U.S. Hispanic community, which continues to be underrepresented in key areas, such as science and technology education. Hispanics also have increased incidence of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and obesity, and are more likely to be unbanked than non-Hispanics. Through El Poder NT, Telemundo aims to empower viewers to take action in the areas of education, health, and finances. The campaign will provide information and resources on the most critical issues affecting Hispanics. Hispanics today and inspire viewers to live a better life by unleashing the power within. With the help of various talent, including Telemundo, NBC News, and MSNBC anchor and host Jose Diaz-Balart, Telemundo is spreading the message to their millions of viewers.
You don't have to be a superhero to make great things happen. The power is within you to reach all your goals. Visit elpoderenti.com for resources on education, health, and finances. Find the tools you need to improve your life. Follow the conversations on social media by using the hashtag elpoderenti.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You think it's easy being him?
Everything can be fixed if you're willing to pay for it.
So, who's gonna be our super high roller?
Bill Martinez live. Who else?
Fun with Keith Getty. Oh my goodness, what a treat. Just an incredible story about he and his wife, Kristen, and he's so down to earth. You know, talk about what a beautiful voice he has. Well, it didn't sound that way when she was yelling at me because I forgot to take the trash. I guess some of the angelic, you know, ambiance and feel of her singing is lost in translation. But, you know, such is life. We just have to, you know, crack up at our own humanity at times. Good to have you along with us, America. Bill Martinez coming at you in over 280 markets across these United States. We're so grateful to our affiliates, and we have a new addition to our affiliate list that we're going to tell you about. I'm real excited because it's back in Kentucky, and takes me back to some of my old roots when I used to have an office right across the street from UK. And we'll tell you more about that on Monday. It'll be a new affiliate coming on Bill Martinez Live. So we continue to grow and expand. And thank you so much for telling your local station that, make sure you get Bill Martinez as part of your lineup. We appreciate your encouragement and your help to that end. Al Garza is with us right now, founder of Patriots Coalition, a citizens political action group that assisted the Border Patrol in defending the U.S. southern and northern borders with Mexico and Canada. Garza and fellow patriots peacefully turned over thousands of illegal entrants to Border Patrol and saved well over 400 lives without a single incident of violence. Now, prior to his work with the Patriots Coalition, he worked 32 years as a private investigator in Southern California, became an activist after witnessing needless illegal immigration immigrant deaths in the desert and rampant lawlessness on the sovereign borders of the United States. Al Garza, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for the invite. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much. You know, in reading your story, when I was stationed as a Marine at Camp Pendleton, I can't tell you how many incidences we had there on that 17-mile stretch of the coast
where we had immigrants, you know, I mean, some very, very sad situations that were being stuffed into trucks and moving vans. And, you know, it was just one disaster after another. So when I was reading about what motivated you to be concerned about this, it was, you know, for all the right reasons. I mean, you and I are Hispanic, and we're seeing our people being mistreated like this. And Marines, yes. Semper Fi, yes, exactly.
Semper Fi Marine.
Exactly. Exactly. So my heart is joined with you on many levels, Al, you know, for your heart, you know, because what people fail to realize, and when I because trust me, in trying to deal with this issue in a common sense sort of way, I take some heat. Because people say, well, you know, it's all about La Raza and it's all about, you know, everything else. And you go, yeah, but it's got to be when and when you get people to calm down and consider it from a common sense sort of way, there's not a whole lot of argument. You know, people agree. Look, they want to come to this country. They need to operate out of the shadows because they can get paid more, all those good things. They're respected. They don't, because a part of them understands that they're doing something that's not right and it's not legal. And their sense of fairness and fair-mindedness and justice, you know, they still have a conscience, and they don't come into this country and operate at this level and think all is well.
Right. Well, you know, Bill, what's interesting to me, and this is how I got involved, as you just mentioned, I am a Hispanic, to be exact. I'm actually from I'm not from Mexico, but ancestors had come through Mexico and obviously settled there for a while and then into Texas. But the bottom line is that understanding not only the language, but also the culture and living among them in South Texas, among them meaning people from the other side that were in the United States illegally, they're actually being used, Bill.
Yes.
And I try to explain this to them when I arrived here in Cochise County, which, by the way, we take that a lot of heat here. We're probably the worst here in Cochise County. It's wide open. The fencing is down there. There's nothing really to protect the United States citizens of all colors.
Right.
And how I got involved was in 2003 when I started probing and investigating what was really going on and what was behind it. I quickly realized that this was really not about these poor immigrants. They were being used.
Yes.
Now, backing up a little bit, and this is where I started debating with the different organizations that typically say that that if you interfere with their transit and if you interfere with what the people are going through in their trek and their journey into the United States, that you're not only a racist, that you know, you're interfering with their civil rights and whatnot, but when you approach them on realities and say if you were really that concerned for these people for their welfare and for a better life, why don't you begin where the root of the problem exists, and that would be in their home country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
go
exactly.
There. Make some changes there, and there would be no reason for these people to go through the suffering that they endure.
Exactly.
But they won't do that. So
yeah,
we know that's not really what their mission is.
And Al, you're touching on something that people are overlooking here, and that's when people are, and I don't blame them. If I was on the other side of the border and I saw something on the other side of the border that was going to be better for my family, you better believe I'm going to crawl, I'm going to scratch, I'm going to do everything I can to go where there might be opportunity. But what people need to realize is that they have to go through several filters that include coyotes, include the drug cartel, all these bad players. It's not just somebody coming across. I mean, you might get a certain percentage, and I don't know what that number is, Al. You might know better than I do, because I don't have a clue in terms of how many of the people that come here are not beholden to somebody involved in the drug cartel or coyotes or some of these other groups that are not looking out for their best interest. I've maintained that, you know, when we had that great influx from Central America, it was a human resources boon for all these bad players, because they sat there at the choke point of these people coming into the United States, and they go, hey, there's a beautiful young girl. Guess what? You're over there in this line over here, and we got a job for you. Oh, a young kid, you got a lot of energy. You look like you'd be a great drug runner. I mean, they're all being pre-qualified, and this is the stuff that America needs to understand and get their brain around. This isn't being, you know, anti-Mexican or anti-immigrant. You know, we got to understand that we're complicit in all these bad players, and you know, we continue to make it easy for all these drug cartels that are not just settling on the border, they're all the way up to Michigan.
That is very true, and that's exactly, and that's what the agenda is again. And in fact, to be quite frank with you, and during our probes, and they've been going on now for 13, maybe even as long as 15 years, Bill. The fact that our government is even complicit to this, and in fact, they're in most cases they encourage it, they promulgate this kind of thing, and promote it, where they can have free labor for corporations, of course, the usury. In terms of prostitution and all this other thing, and that's just part of it, not to mention the fact that when they come through, there's murders of the ranchers, rapes of their women, vandalisms. These people are, the ranchers are losing cattle. Not long ago, a good friend of mine was killed by a drug cartel.
Oh.
It was shot in his own ranch.
Yeah.
And there's virtually very little that you can do, because then this is where the other organizations come in, these so-called civil rights groups that come in and sue the ranchers. They intimidate them, they scare them, they use tactics, and all for the sake of saying, well, you know, they're within the law. You know, the only thing that they're committing is a misdemeanor by coming here illegally, and, you know, they're just nothing but red tape.
Yes.
And the bottom line is that these people are sacrificing not only their lives, their children in some cases, and their wives for that matter.
It's pretty sad. It's not good for the Mexicans, the immigrants that are coming in. It's not good for the citizens here in the United States. This is bad at every turn. You know, Democrats are looking at it as a new voting bloc, but they even need to understand that the Mexican people and Hispanics are not monolithic. I mean, there are many aspects and characteristics. People, you know, of Hispanic background like you and I, Al, I mean, some people are hearing us talk and they go, oh, that's almost heresy. But what we're trying to do is have a reasonable conversation that out of this we arrive at a solution that's win-win for everybody. It's not about Democratic votes. It's not about cheap labor for Republicans. It's about the right thing for Hispanics and for this country and for the survival of this country as well. Al Garza is with us. We've got more conversation coming up on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's Bill Martinez. We're live at 18 before the top of the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
June is Men's Health Month, and while men may consider their weight and cholesterol this month, most men aren't aware of the attention they should also give to their bones. Osteoporosis is a lifelong disease that weakens bones over time. This makes bones more likely to break and could even lead to loss of height. Although people often associate osteoporosis with women, this disease also poses a significant health risk to millions of American men. In fact, one out of every four men over the age of 50 will experience a broken bone due to osteoporosis in their lives, greater than their likelihood of developing prostate cancer. A broken bone from osteoporosis can have a serious impact, making it difficult to get around and do things on your own. What's more, osteoporosis may not be seen or felt and can therefore go undetected until a bone breaks. It's important to understand your risk for osteoporosis and ways to manage the disease. Don't wait. Be proactive and start this conversation with your doctor today. This report is brought to you by Amgen.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S.
As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
We are ready to take this country in a fundamentally new direction.
You have no idea what is upon us now.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, our conversation, yes, turn it up. Al Garza, founder of the Patriots Coalition, a Citizens Political Action Group, is with us. He originally served as executive director for the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, which you may have heard about. Garza built dozens of state and local chapters. As we were talking off air, just discovered, gosh, we have so much in common. I mean, we're former Marines. He was in broadcasting, had a talk show there in Cochise Valley. And we're gonna have a lot of fun together, Al, as we continue to improve in our relationship and get to know each other better.
Amen. Well,
hey,
you know, Bill.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say that over the years, that a lot of people that when they hear the word Minuteman, you know, they panic. And quite frankly, I was very proud to serve as their executive director, which made me obviously the second in command. Mm-hmm. Of all the years after we put them together, from April, I believe it was either in 2004 or 2005, I forget the year now, Bill, but we had recruited over 15,000 nationwide volunteers.
Wow.
Which speaks volumes about the organization, because not one incident, as you mentioned earlier, not one. And we were right there by the border. We never laid hands on anyone. In fact, we did save over, I believe it was 400, maybe even as many as 500 lives that went on record. We supplied water, food, medical assistance, and such. And not one time could I recall that there was any type of an incident. And this is why I was their executive director, because I understand the, not only the language, but the culture and what was really going on. And to the Minutemen's defense, they were good. They were compassionate. They were passionate about what they were doing, and they were very good at what they were doing. Yeah. And I was very proud to have served with them as their basically their boss. I'm very
exactly.
proud to this day.
Well, the Minutemen knew and had a heart for this. This is a compassionate thing. This wasn't, hey, I got a gun, I got a badge, let's let's get crazy here. And
right.
I think that we have to bring this into some common sense.
Right.
Clearly, Donald Trump has connected viscerally with many Americans. And, you know, the Democrats, to hear their response, you would think that Donald Trump just wants to, you know, deport people right away and go through all this insanity stuff, because they want to find a way to invalidate
his point. And the point is well taken, is that we got a problem, that we're under invasion. You can't have a country without borders. Even Mexico has its own very well defined and protected borders. So what is it, Al, based on all your experience that you've had with the Minutemen as a servant there at the border, what is it that America has right, and what is it that we don't have right that we need to make some adjustments on?
Well, what we need to make adjustments on, Bill, is, quite frankly, I'll shoot from the hip, is the political aspect end of it. They're rolling cahoots now to this day, and I've been a I was a Democrat as a boy. Mm-hmm. After I came back from Nam, I was a Democrat because my mom and dad were Democrats. Mm-hmm. But later in time, I became a Republican, and then when I arrived here, which was in 2003 in Arizona, mm-hmm. I converted to an independent, and I'll tell you mm-hmm. why. What I figured out over all the years in my probes was the fact that they were both sides of the aisle were connected.
Right.
And what that means is that they both have been infiltrated. Here's the bottom line. In 1980, there was an organization, so-called civil rights group called, you may be familiar with the term, the Council of La Raza.
Right,
National
exactly.
Council of La Raza.
Mm-hmm.
In 1980, and I've got the evidence, I've got the photo, everything. And by their own admission, they met in 1980 in Beirut with someone called Arafat. I'm sure the name sounds familiar. Shortly after their return to the United States, after this so-called meeting, things began to change in the United States, and none of them were changes that were actually positive and in good, and any kind of good for the United States. It was all for people of Hispanic origin, as I say, but it was mostly the illegal aliens that were coming through. The precursor, if you will, Bill, to what's going on today with the massive insurgency from the Middle East. It's all a part of a plan, and both sides of the parties are involved in this. It's a business transaction, and ultimately it all leads to, which makes perfect sense, a one world order.
Exactly. Yeah, they're all moving into their own interest, and it is very diabolical. I know some people, you know, may hear this, and if they haven't, they're realizing the fruit of all this. They're uncomfortable. They may not be able to understand what it's all about. But, ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, it is diabolical. It is absolutely evil. And you got to keep in mind, I mean, Dinesh D'Souza brought the proposition up to us a couple years ago with the movie, What If America Didn't Exist?
I know the men well.
And think about it. Think if America did not exist, where would we be? And there are many forces that do not, even at this point, want America to exist. Because if you get America out of the way, then how far away are we from a one-world government?
Amen. Bottom line.
And
as we were discussing earlier, this is another reason that I became an evangelist, is because my law, when I first became an investigator, I had no college, by the way. I came back from Nam, and I was basically an idiot when I got back. PTSD and blah, blah, blah,
yeah, right.
and whatnot. So I didn't get to go to college. And so my experience as a career investigator, which was, by the way, was a career criminal investigator, my law came from books that I picked up from the trash cans of lawyers that had garbage. And then, of course, most of it came from the Bible. And reading the Bible, which was I was used to, I picked up a lot of my law. And then henceforth, and the bottom line is that where I am today is because of the Bible, and this is why I know what's going on. And if you match the Bible to the current events, they match.
Yes, exactly. Well, Al, let me tell you this. I don't know if you've watched Jesse Waters. When he does all those interviews on those college campuses back east, you know, these very sophisticated college campuses, and he talks to those knuckleheads, and their parents paid, you know, and are paying $250,000 for that kind of idiocy. And you didn't miss out on a lot. You were better off, you know, staying out of college, staying away from all the tuition debt that would have put you, you know, back on the campground and beholden to the master. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
Exactly. So thank God for wisdom. You know, I always remind people, you know, Jesus Christ didn't go to university, so I think we're okay.
That's right.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Yeah. You know, the other day I was discussing, I think it was a week or two ago, I was discussing the anointing and the ordainment and things mm-hmm. of this nature, and I couldn't understand the difference. I says, well, if the Lord anoints someone, to speak in his behalf and evangelize, so to speak. Mm.
Yes.
What license do we really need from the government or anyone for that matter that he hasn't? He's superior to everything. So if he anoints you and he ordains you, you really need nothing. And then a lot of people thought about it, and I said, well, not to say the fact that I'm not going to obtain one. You know, it's easy for me to get one now. It's there.
Right.
But I says I don't really require one. I don't feel that I need one because the main man is the Lord.
That's right.
He's the one that called me at the age of 12, and it was just my stubbornness that put me at a point where, as an older man, I decided to go ahead and allow him to come in and say, let's go for it.
Yeah.
But I've learned a lot over the years, so it was an interesting, almost 60 years.
Wow. But, Al, you know, we love that God takes all those experiences, you know, that you went through, that you wouldn't have gone through otherwise if you just, you know, maybe sometimes, you know, because I think the same thing. Sometimes I think, gosh, if I'd have stayed on the straight and narrow, what would have been like? And right. About that time, I think that, you know, I feel like God, you know, telling me, you know, you'd been a knucklehead for a whole other different type of reason. So, you know, I needed you to go through this process. So here we are. But, you know, I want to talk to you about your perspective. A lot has come up recently with Judge Gonzalo Curiel and his relationship with La Raza.
Right.
You know, some people are really, you know, you hear La Raza and you go, and then they try to make it so benign, like, well, it's not really the La Raza, but if it wasn't the La Raza, why would you use La Raza in this networking club?
Right. Well, that also is a very interesting question because I've seen it again for the last 13 years. Mm-hmm. What has been done over the years, and this administration is quite guilty of it as well, they've used a Hispanic approach to basically infiltrate everything, and that would start from the local government to police departments, detectives, firemen, you name it, schools, hospitals. It's called infiltration, and that's the way, as a Marine, you would understand it. It's called ambiguity, ambiguous, or camouflage, if you will.
Right.
It's a camouflage that they've used using the color of skin, and for the lack of a better term, what is the word I'm looking for? What was that word? It's when if you're a Hispanic or of a different color, there's a term for it. But anyway, so I'll try to explain.
We'll figure it out, and I'll try. I'm tracking with you, but I'm trying to come up with the word that you're thinking of, but it's not coming out.
Yeah, and it's a simple word, and I use it all the time. Suddenly, it just kind of escaped me. But the bottom line is that they've used this race card, so to speak, the race card to infiltrate different departments, and to include obviously the justice system. And
they're so good at it. Look at what they did with the blacks. Look what they did with the blacks, and they want to do the same thing with the Hispanics. I mean, are you kidding me, Bill? 70% of the homes without a father. You know, they're fully dependent on this government, giving up their dreams and ambitions for the sake of the government of everything here. Are you kidding me?
Right. It's affirmative action.
I'm sorry?
Affirmative action.
Yes.
That's the word that I was looking for. And you're right. That's what they do. And they're very good at what they do because they train them. And the way they train them, Bill, you, again, may be familiar
with it. We got about 5 seconds, Al. I'm sorry. We're running out of time.
Okay.
But this is why you and I got to be back together again, and we will. Al Garza and Bill Martinez, that's a wrap for us. Have yourself a great Father's Day, America. And we'll see you next week on Bill Martinez Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.